It's time for Sports Talk. I'm your host, KOSU's Michael Cross, along with sportscaster and journalist Brent Weber, and we are in the Chesapeake Energy Arena for this special report. Brent, what an amazing game. The Thunder seemed out of it till a last-minute foul gave them the final lead and a score of 105-104. What were your thoughts on this game?
Well, I think they were down 7, 40-something seconds to go. But, you know, playoff basketball and the way these two teams have played, there was some scrappiness, some controversy. Doc Rivers very, very upset about a possession call late in the game. Felt like the Thunder got the ball when they shouldn't have. There might have been a makeup call. We'll be reading and hearing a lot about that. Doc may even face a fine. It just depends on what all those replays show. Bottom line is both teams, the players themselves, said, hey, we played it, and nobody ever thought it was over. Kevin Durant said after the game that, you know, he remembered what happened in the last game, and that's what you learned from playing the Clippers. You can never quit. Russell Westbrook stepped up, and almost no one's talking about it. He nailed 3 free throws to win this game, and then they had a defensive stop in the closing seconds. Chris Paul took it hard. It really was a terrific basketball game, physical, and both teams were forced to make a lot of adjustments during the game, and I think both coaching staffs did a good job of that, frankly.
And Durant wasn't hitting very well, but he and Westbrook ended up with 65 of the 105 points. How much does Scott Brooks need these other players to step up?
You know, in a game like this where superstars are going to play well, same thing happened on the other side. I mean, Jamal Crawford gave them a lift, and that is something, I believe it was in the third quarter especially, gave them a big lift, finished with 19 points. And they did have 5 guys in double figures where the Thunder only had their big 2. They do need a Caron Butler, a Reggie Jackson, and so on. But this was really about making stops in the second half, and the Thunder did that. They won 3 of these quarters, basically. They lost the first quarter, but they really played well, got good minutes from Steven Adams. If you're talking about a 100-point NBA playoff game, if you get guys that are getting 8 or 9 points and 7 rebounds like they got from Reggie Jackson and Steven Adams, you'll be okay. It would be great if a Serge Ibaka or somebody like that could step up. Ibaka had some foul trouble. So they're going to need something else, but they've got 2 games to win 1.
You could see a lot of similarities between this game and the last game. The Thunder were leading game 4 all the way through, kind of gave up there at the end, and the Clippers came back. Do you see similarities about this, or what are your thoughts on that?
I think all these close games have been completely different. I really, really do. I think that last game, the Thunder, they commanded that game. I mean, they weren't just in the lead. They commanded that game until the Clippers did something special and the Thunder kind of rolled over. In this particular game, even though they were down, you know, kind of in that 10-ish range, I just felt like the Clippers' big guys were in foul trouble from the get-go. So DeAndre Jordan was in foul trouble. Big Baby was in foul trouble. Glenn Davis, and I just felt like when you've got one position that's in foul trouble like that and some of the other things that were going on, I really felt as though the Thunder wouldn't continue shooting 29% for the game. I just never felt like they were out of it, just having seen them play and knowing their big guy, Kevin Durant, was struggling. Eventually, great shooters are going to start hitting some shots, and that's just the way it is. And he did indeed hit a couple of really critical shots late. And Russell Westbrook played extraordinarily well on both ends of the floor. It's not a breakthrough game for him. This is the kind of game he has. But it was a leadership game, I think, for Russell. A really important game. I don't know about the Clippers bouncing back. They looked pretty demoralized.
They do have a game now, Thursday in L.A. Can the Thunder take this momentum into Los Angeles and win this series?
This has been such a weird series, but yeah, I really do think they can. It's going to be really up to the leadership of this Clippers team. I mean, I don't know how much Doc Rivers can tell his guys, you know, to focus just on the game. They're going to go back. There's more of the nonsense with Donald Sterling. They're going to have to answer all those questions. They'd have to deal with that here. I mean, frankly, in Oklahoma City, it was basketball, and for the most part. And I think they were crushed in that they played a good basketball game. Clippers did. They came back, turned the ball over more than they normally did. But you know what? Both of these teams are pretty good basketball teams, so they're going to create issues. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what matchup situations come up, who has the hot hand. But honestly, every game has been different in this series. I'm not a betting man.
Yeah, I got to say, Chris Paul, when he came in here to get interviewed, he looked just beat up. Can you come back from that?
You're talking about a guy who had 17 points, 14 assists in this game, played his heart out, four steals, and is it made a couple of critical mistakes down the stretch, and he was kicking himself pretty good. He's the kind of guy that can come back from that. He's not a fragile character. So, my feeling is watch out for Chris Paul in Game 6.
There was another game we do have to mention that was the Washington Wizards beat the Indiana Pacers. Wow, 102-79. Yeah, you wouldn't even think that's a playoff game, would you?
One of those teams was playing to win it. You'd assume it was the Wizards, right? One of those teams is clearly better than the other. They were up 3-1 in that series. It must have been the Wizards.
Must have been the Wizards who were going to get that 102.
No, the Wizards had their back to the wall, and the Pacers did not show up.
And this was in Indiana, so this was at the home field, home court.
That is one of the oddest teams I have ever seen. Now, I've not covered them. I haven't been inside. I did talk to a couple of national NBA writers about what's going on. They had some changes in personnel mid-season or 2/3 of the way through the season that may have really affected that club. And there's a little bit of a fight for the basketball sometimes. But, boy, they're too good. They're too good. They're still up 3-2 after only scoring 79 points. And all they need to do, like the Thunder, all they need to do is win one of their last two. Although I will stick to what I have said. It's in the East. Miami is the only team, barring some kind of freakish run, that is of any
concern. Brooklyn, you're right.
Yeah, and Brooklyn's got veterans, but in a 7-game series, they're not going to beat a healthy Miami team.
So this game, hopefully the Thunder win. They possibly looking at, I'm guessing, a Spurs win. They're 3-1 right now. Is the Spurs who we want to play because we beat them 4 times in the regular season?
No. No, you don't want to play the Spurs. But, at this point, what are your choices? Spurs look awfully good. Boy, they've had a couple of games where they look world beaters. Their old guys aren't old. They're not looking it right now. On the other hand, that's the joy of it. That's the fun of it. Thunder are confident they can go to San Antonio and win. They got to get there, if that's who they play and they do get to keep playing, I think they'll be like little kids. They'll have a good time.
And Thunder still have to win one more game, and we'll be talking hopefully about that final win next week. Brent Weber is a freelance journalist and sportscaster and author of The Sports Guy, Scorecard Scribblings from an Ordinary Journalist. You can find Brent on his website at scorecardscribblings.com.